Good to see you in the Lord's house. If you have your Bible, turn to Isaiah chapter 43. Isaiah chapter 43. The Bible says, verse number 1, it says, "But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable. I have loved thee, therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far, my daughters from the ends of the earth, even everyone that is called by my name. For I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled who among them can declare this and show us former things. Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified, or let them hear and say it is true. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved and have showed when there was no strange God among you. Therefore you are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he. And there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it?" I want to preach just a little while this morning on this thought. Now, we've looked at this before in time past, several years ago, and we looked at what God has done for us. But I want to kind of look at a different direction this morning, and just on seeing that the question of God Himself, and on this thought, Brother Charles, that God never started being God; He always has been. Amen. God never started being God. He always has been. Amen. So if we look at that tonight and we realize the troublesome times that we live in, and they are troublesome times. He's an adversary that's everywhere. These contradictions, these things that assail us every which way we turn. And it seems the harder we try to do good and do right, it seems that the more we're attacked, and the more help we need, and fear is upon us, and anxiety is coming up, and it just seems like it's just a time of depressing, a time of pushing down, and trying to be. You know why that is? Because the devil knows his days are numbered. He knows he has just a little while, and he's going to be, praise God, and he's going to be cast into that lake of fire where he'll never bother you again. He'll never bother us again. I'm looking forward to that day. I don't know about you. I'll be glad to get rid of that stinking rascal, the old assailer of the brethren, praise God, the accuser of the brethren. I'll be glad when he's out of my way. Amen. Praise God, I'm glad today that Jesus Christ has already defeated him. The devil is a defeated foe. Amen. So that's why we just have to cry upon Jesus. We have to just plead the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, and ask Him to help us. But if we realize that we have a God, and our God is real, He's not made up. He's not some kind of symbol that we set up on the table that we come and bow before and worship. He's a God that's in heaven. He's alive and He's real. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit are there with us, and they're there for us, praise God, and they're there to help us. The Bible tells us here, Isaiah tells us here in Isaiah 43, that there's a God of heaven that loved you enough that He created you. Now the times and troubles may be here, but praise God, He said that God created you. Amen. In other words, God, what the Bible says, now the world may tell us that you're insignificant, that you don't really matter, but the Bible tells us, listen to me this morning, that God created you, that God made you. Amen. It wasn't an accident, praise God, it was on purpose. God made you, praise God, He put you here. Amen. He put you here for such air as this even, that we could be here and worship the Lord together in spirit and in truth. Amen. So God created you. He made you. Amen. The Lord that created thee. Now, I don't know about you, but that means you. It means me. It means us. God created, He formed us, He made us, amen. He made us, I praise God, not for us, but He made us for Him. Hello? You realize the day that God made you for Him. Amen. So that He could get the glory out of your life. Flip on over Matthew in Isaiah 43, verse 21. He said, "This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise." Amen. So what did God create you for? He created you for Him. He created you that you could just lift up your voice and say, "Glory, hallelujah, God did that." Yeah. Amen. Hey, do something for me. Hey, take your finger. Amen. Hold it up here and just point at yourself and say, "God did that." Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't that make you feel good? Amen. Glory. God did that. God created you. God made you. God made you for Him. Praise God. God did that. You say, "Preacher, why are you saying this?" Because God, the old devil will come along. He'll try to make you feel insignificant, like you don't really even matter. But I want to tell you, praise God, in the eyes of God, and God it always has been, you matter this morning. Amen. 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 Praise God. He created you, praise God, for Himself. He created you for His glory. Did you realize that we are here today that we can magnify and glorify God? We lift Him up, praise God, so that He might be lifted up. He says in verse number 7, says, "For I have created Him, us, praise God, for my glory." God created you today. He created us today for His glory. I wonder today, is God getting glory out of your life? Amen. Is He getting glory? Are you giving God praise? Are you lifting up the Lord? Is He getting glory from your life? We ought to live every day, praise God. Ask God just to help us that He would get the glory, amen, out of our life. It ain't about you. It ain't about me. It's not about a little I or big you, praise God. It's about God and the glory that He has because He created you for His glory. Amen. Praise His holy name. That's what God does. Hey, praise God. And God not only creates you for His glory, but God redeemed you unto Himself. God, what does that word mean, redeem mean? It means to buy back, to purchase. Amen. God purchased you for Himself. Amen. Praise God. Through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus Christ redeemed you. Praise God. You was lost. You was undone. You was on the auction block of sin. The world was auctioning you off, praise God, to the highest bidder. And praise God, the devil was agoning on. He said, "Hey, listen, they're no account. They're sorry. They're not worth nothing." But Jesus Christ come along, and the auctioneer was saying, "Going once." He said, "Go and twice." Praise God, when the Lord Jesus Christ, He raised His hand, praise God, and He said, "Father, I'll go. I'll take them, praise God. I'll pay the price. I'll shed my blood on the cross of Calvary. I'll redeem them from the penalty of sin." And the devil, praise God, he didn't have the money to buy us, praise God, but through Jesus Christ's love and through His blood, let me tell you, it wasn't just the blood that purchased you. It was the love of Jesus Christ, praise God, that had from the foundation of the world, when God Almighty, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost of God realized there'd be sin in this world. Jesus Christ raised His hand from the foundation when they were trying to figure it out, when they was laying out the architectural plan from the Most High God. Jesus Christ said, "Father, I'll go." Amen. Jesus Christ redeemed us, praise God, from our sin. When we trust the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, praise God, He said, "I have redeemed thee." Now that word, "I have redeemed," that means it's a finished work. Now, if we die, listen to me, if you're here today lost without the Lord Jesus Christ and you die and go to hell, it's not God's fault. Because God has already redeemed, He's already paid the price in full for your salvation. There's already, Brother Bill, a place in the Lamb's Book of Life for your name to be written in. Amen. And so what we have to do is just believe on Lord Jesus Christ. He said, "I have redeemed you. I paid the price." Praise God. It's just up to you, praise the Lord, just to receive what I've got for you. Right. To receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You say, what do we get with that? Praise God, you get your sins blotted out. Amen. God takes your old sinfulness, praise God. He begins to get it out of the way, begins to take it away from you. And He gives you a holiness and a righteousness in the Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 25 of Isaiah 43, He says this. He said, I like the way God does this through the Holy Spirit. He makes sure that there's no misinterpretation of this. He says, I, in other words, nobody else but me, I'm the only one that could, nobody else could. He said, I, am He that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will I not remember thy sins. So the Lord says, praise God, He said, I have blotted out your sins. That's why we need to go to the Lord and say, Lord God, please forgive me an old sinner. I pray, hey, it wouldn't hurt us to call them out, to speak them out loud and say, God, forgive me of this sin and that sin. You say, well, preacher, I don't know about all that. You might as well, because God already knows that you're not hiding nothing from Him. Praise God. It's time that the church, it's time that God's people, it's time that old sinners got clean with God. Amen. Amen. Time to come clean. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said He's redeemed us, praise God. He's blotted out our sins. Why'd He do it? I mean, He didn't just do it for me and you, praise God, which is a wonderful thing. We praise Him all day for that. But He did it for His sake. Amen. God blotted our sin. God forgive us our sins, praise God, for His sake. So we can lift up our voice, Lord, we praise Him because of the goodness that He showed forth to us. And He says, when God blots them out, now listen, this is what's really wonderful. When God blots out our sins, praise God, He says that He will remember them no more. Now we'll hold that, we're like elephants, praise God. Elephant never forgets. Amen. We'll hold things, we'll remember things forever. But God says, if you confess your sin and forsake your sin, praise God, saying, you know what, I messed up. I'm not going to do that no more. I'm going to turn away from it. Praise God. I'm going to repent of it. I'm going to turn. That means to take your sin, lay it at the foot of the cross, praise God. Plead the blood of Jesus on it. Turn away from that. Turn our back to it and say, Lord God, help me. Never go back there again. Praise God. Give me a different direction. Give me a different attitude of mind and an attitude and a state of heart, praise God, to press on for here so that you get the glory. Amen. 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 A lot of times we hold on to sin, praise God, because we think we can't let go of them. Hello? Somebody say, oh me. Amen. Amen. Oh me. So we'll hold on to that for dear life. When God says that we just need to confess it and forsake it, put it behind us, praise God, take it off, get rid of it. Like an old discarded garment. An old vile and vain garment. Amen. Take it off and chunk it. Get rid of it. And put on the cloak of righteousness, Lord Jesus Christ, and press on from there. Amen. Sometimes it's hard to forget. Sometimes it's hard to forgive. But God says, listen, said, if you'll forsake it, if you'll confess your sins and forsake them, He said, I'll forgive you. And said, well, I will remember it no more. He said, I'll not bring it up again, Brother Jeff. He said, I'll not discuss those things that you did in the past that you've repented of, that you've confessed of, praise God, praise, and you've turned away from, and you've promised, you've not gone back there, and you've asked me to help you, praise God, and me and yous are going on in a different direction, and God's getting the glory. Amen. Now, let me just say something right here. Let me just stop before we get ahead of ourselves. If we got things in our life and we confess them, we repent of them and we ask God to forgive us of them, praise God, we better not go back and pick them back up again. Amen. I use Brother Robert for an example. One time he was smoking cigarettes and he asked God to, he don't do that no more, praise God. But he asked God to help him to quit them cigarettes. And amen, he'll tell you, God helped you. He didn't even desire them no more. Never wanted another. But he got to hanging out. Now this is what happened to us if we ain't careful. I know Brother Robert won't mind me telling this because he told it on himself many a times. And he got to hanging around with these fellas and they was a smoking. And somebody said, hey, would you like to have one? And he said, well, one won't hurt. Hello? So he reached, got that one lead. You know what one leads to? One leads. It's like a piece of candy. You get it and you eat one, but you can't just eat one. So next thing you know, you've ate the whole pack. Amen? One leads to another. But you can ask him what happened when he tried to quit again. He said it like to kill him. Amen? Because God Almighty heard and answered his prayer. It was sincere. But then God said, hey, listen, I'm not going to play with you. If you're going to continue doing that thing that you asked me to take away, praise God, I'll make it hard on you. He said, that thing will consume you. That thing will hold you. That thing will draw you. Amen? But he said, if we'll repent of it and we'll forsake it, praise God, and we'll turn to God. Amen. Ask God to help us every day to watch, to ask the Lord Jesus Christ to be our Lord and our Savior and allow Him, praise God, to forgive us and to help us. Then God takes control and He casts that mess into the sea of forgetfulness, never to remember no more. You don't want it no more because you know it doesn't bring glory to God. Say, Lord, only let me do those things that'll bring glory to Your name. Amen. Righteous living, praise God, makes a difference. What are you saying? I'm saying, praise God, God is the God of the day. God never started being God. God has always been God. Amen. We just put our faith and trust in Him. He says this in verse number 10. The second part of that verse. He says, before me there was no God formed. Amen. Neither shall there be after me. Amen. He said, I am the first and the last. He said, I am the beginning and the ending. Amen. That's who I am. He said, if you want to be with me, if you want to be on my side, praise God, I'll take you. I love you. I paid the price for you. I redeemed you to myself. Would you come be on my team, praise God. Amen. It's time, listen, church, it's time to get on Team Jesus. Amen. Hey, we played around with the world. We've went our own direction for too long. This used to be the Bible Belt of the United States of America, but I'm afraid it used to be the buckle of the belt, but I'm afraid we've dropped off. I'm afraid we failed God, but it's time for the church to fire up again. It's time the church to be realizing that God is God, and besides Him, there is no other. What are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I said, if we ain't careful, we start setting up our own little gods. You know what I mean? Taking our little old pet things and setting them up. It's amazing to me how people are. We say, Lord, I'm gonna live for Jesus, but He's just one little thing I'm gonna hold on to. That little thing, one little old thing will keep you from living for Jesus. Amen. If there's anything that's holding us back, praise God, chunk it. You say, preacher, why? Because we're living life's days of dispensation. Great. The Bible's being fulfilled, praise God, right before your eyes. You can read the Bible. And it's just like reading a newspaper this morning. All this stuff's happening in the Middle East. All the things that's transpiring, all the things that's coming together is end-day prophecies. Amen. What we're going to see before Jesus steps out with a shout and a trump and says, come away, my beloved, come away. Amen, praise God. We're going to lose gravitation and we're going to go out here. Old David McKinney, I used to work with, he said, but he always told me, he said, I'd like to be like Superman. He said, I'd like to, I said, what do you mean? He said, I'd like to be able to fly around like he does. I said, David, let me tell you something, son. I'm going to be better than Superman. Because one day I'm not going to have a cape. Praise God, I'm not going to have an airplane. I'm just going to take, well, glory, hallelujah. I'm just going to take a plane to ride and go to be with my Savior. Glory, hallelujah. Bless His name. Amen. 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 Better than Superman. What do you think about that? Amen. Praise the Lord. Because God is God. Amen. And because, you say, preacher, why would God do that for us? He does that because He loves you. Notice verse number 4 I read in your hearing. Amen. He says, I have loved thee. Amen. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. He said, I have loved thee. He said, I didn't just begin to, boy, I got a hold of that. I about had me a spell. I have those quite often. And if you lived out next around my study, you get me. Sometimes you'd probably think there's a crazy man lived up there. And I'll just be honest, I'm crazy about Jesus. He's the Lord of my life, praise God. He's the best thing that ever happened to me. Amen, praise God. He makes a difference. But he said, I have loved. He said, I didn't just start. I'm not going to begin to. He said, I have loved thee. Think about that. Jesus, God says, I have loved you. How long did He love you? from the beginning foundation of time, God loved you. You preacher, hey, you can't go back that far. He does. Amen. He loved you, praise God. John said that he loved him, praise God, before he was in his mother's womb. Amen. He loved you, praise God, before you was ever thought of. God, you know, God, the good God of heaven knew you would be sitting right here on this pew this morning.
Amen.
Before you ever come into the world. Amen, praise God, because he loved you. And because he loves you, he said he'd be with you. Look at verse 5. He said, fear not, for I am with thee. He's with who? You. Amen. Praise God. Well, devil ain't liking this morning. I'm taking down all his defenses. Amen. All his defenses and all his fences that would keep you from getting closer to the Lord. The devil don't like it, praise God, but I do, don't you? He said he'll be with you, praise God. He said, I will be with thee. Amen. It's from the east. He said, I will be with thee, praise God. He said, he's going to be with us, praise the Lord. He's going to be with us everywhere we are, going to be with us all the time. They'll never forsake, leave us nor forsake us, but he'll always be with you. So a preacher, how does he know, praise God? But it said he's not only going to be with you, but he's going to be gathering up here and there. Amen. He said, I'm going to gather up, I'm going to go and I'm going to gather up my people and draw them unto myself. I want to tell you something, young. There's a drawing power from the Lord today. Even in the turmoil, even into the stuff that we see happening around the world today in the conflicts, praise God, there's a drawing power of God. Amen. And he says he would draw us. He would gather us. He says, I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. That's what God's saying. Amen. He said, well, I want my people to be with me. Jesus said, he said, praise God, he said, I go to prepare a place for you. If I go to prepare a place for you, I will come and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And he prayed the high priestly prayer in John 17 as he was going through the garden, through the Kidron. Praise God, he was crossing the Kidron, the brook Kidron, he was crossing over. And he said, Lord, I would that my people, those that you've given me, praise God, will be with me where I am. Amen. The Lord wants us to be with him. Why? Because God never started being God. He's always been God. And he's always been on our side. Amen? He's always been there to help us. And he said he'll be with you and he'll gather you. He'll draw you unto himself. He said, well, preacher, how does he know me? Because the Bible says that he knows your name. Amen? Verse 1 says, I have called thee by thy name. Amen? Has the Lord ever spoke to your heart? See, that's how God speaks to us. In a still, small voice. Amen. He takes the Word of God, the truth of the Word, praise God, takes it into your head. The Holy Spirit works it down into your heart, and God begins to speak to you. Has God been speaking to you lately? Is He speaking to you today? Amen. Praise the Lord. If the Lord's speaking to you, heed the Lord. Pay attention to it. Amen. Step out on it, praise God. Just ask God to help you because He's calling your name. Amen. I see so many times people say, well, preacher, if such and such would do so and so, then I'd do something. Amen. But you know what's happening, Brother Bill? Somebody else, so and so, said, you know what? If such and such would do so and so, then I'd do something. Amen. That's if you ain't careful in the church of the living God, praise God, we sit around, we do nothing because we're waiting on somebody else. Amen. It's time for us to get excited, fired up again. I mean, we used to, praise God, hey, listen, we used to have the power of God here. We had children singing, praising God, had families getting in, people getting help. God ain't dead, young'uns. He's still working today, and He'll work in us, but we got to make ourselves available.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. We got to make ourselves available. We got to ask God to help us get fired up again, praise God, going for the Lord. Why? Because this ought to be a place in the day and hour we live, when controversy, this ought to be a place of safety. A place where we can come to the Lord. Amen? A place of safety. Look at verse 2. He said, when thou passest through the waters, I'll be with thee, and through the rivers, I say, shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon you. He said, listen, said when the, he said, the place of safety is with the Lord. He said, when you, he said, then when you're going through the fires, praise God, the fire won't kindle upon you. The fire won't consume you. The fire won't burn you, praise God. There won't be no smell of smoke. Amen. He said, preacher, you don't know what you're talking about. We're going through the fire. I mean, we're going through a hot place, going through a bad place, like a war zone. Yeah, but let me tell you something. God said He'd be there with you in your war zone. He'd be there with you, praise God, when the battle's sore. Remember those three Hebrew children, Daniel chapter 3. Daniel chapter 3 said those three Hebrew children, praise God, they were taken and they were cast into the fiery furnace. Amen. Daniel chapter 3, listen to me. He says this in Daniel chapter 3 and verse 24. Said, then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astounded and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? I mean, I'm talking about into the fire. The fire was so hot that it was kindled so hot that the soldiers that cast them in bound were slain by the heat of the furnace. King Nebuchadnezzar said, astounded, he said, rose up, and he said, spake unto the king, did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? And they answered and said unto the king, true, O king. And he answered and said, lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire, and the princes and the governors and the captains and the king's counselors being gathered together saw these men upon who, now watch this, upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was any hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who hath sent his angel, glory, hallelujah, he said, hath sent his angel, praise God, to deliver and delivered his servant. You know why he delivered a servant? Watch this, the next three words, that trusted in him. Amen. Praise God. He said, they delivered the servant that trusted him, and said they yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any God except our God, their own God. Amen. He said, that same God that took care of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, praise God, in the midst of the fiery furnace, is the same God that's there for you. He's still marching through the furnace. He's still seeking folks that's in depression. He's still seeking folks that's beat down. He's still lifting them out of the fiery furnace. He's still delivering them from the bonds. Their bonds was broke free. They was set free, praise God. There wasn't even a smell of smoke on them, praise God. Their clothes didn't smell like smoke. There was no ashes on their shoes. Glory, hallelujah. God brought them out. Amen. I serve that same God today. Amen. Don't you? The children of God. Amen. But you know what? We've got to be careful. God's always been God. He never started being God. Amen. So we have to just trust Him. We got to stick with Him. We got to do what's right, because we don't want to be wearying to God. Amen. We don't want to weary God anyway. You say, preacher, how could we weary God with our empty rituals, with our empty religion, with our sinfulness before God? Listen to what he says in verse 23 of Isaiah 43. He says this, he said, thou hast not brought me the small cattle of thy burnt offerings, neither hast thou honored me with thy sacrifices. I have not caused thee to serve within an offering, nor wearied thee with incense. Verse 24, he says, thou hast brought me no sweet cane with money, neither hast thou filled me with the fat of thy sacrifices. He said, but thou hast made me to serve by thy sins, serve with thy sins. Thou hast wearied me with thine iniquity. He said, you know what you've done? He said, you broke my heart. You made me weary because you've come with a false religion. He said, you've come with empty religion. You've come with empty ritual. You've come in your sinfulness. He said, it's time to get rid of that. He said, it's time to come and worship God in spirit and truth. It's time to ask God Almighty to move upon our life, to make it real in your heart and mind, and God would get the glory. Amen. Praise His holy name. Not empty, but praise God, full. Bless His name. God in the state that He is. God never started being God. He's always been God, and He'll always be God. Your God, is God your God today? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. God's my God today, the true and living God. He is the God of heaven, praise God. He's always been God. Amen. Why would God be God to you, somebody like you and somebody like me, Brother Bill? Why would He do that? Why would the God of heaven be God for, be your God and my God? Let me tell you why. He tells us in verse number 4. He says, since thou wast precious in my sight. Praise God. He said, since you was precious in my sight. And He said, at that thou hast been honorable and I have loved thee. Amen. He said, because you've been precious in my sight and because I've loved you. He said, that's why I would do it for you, that I've done. That's why I'd be God. Amen. He said, that's why I'd keep being God. He said, you are why I will always be your God. Praise the Lord. Because you've loved me, because I've kept you. Because you are His. Amen. Verse number 1, he said, thou art mine. Amen. Praise God. Let me just say this in closing this morning. When the devil comes along and tries to beat you down, just look in between Beak and Bill and say, hey, devil, I don't belong to you. I belong to God. Amen. When temptation comes your way, praise God, say, devil, I don't belong to you. I belong to God. Let me just say something. The devil, the demons, the devil and his little nymphs, his demons, praise God, they're not omnipresent. That means they're not everywhere all the time. But let me tell you a secret. I'm not going to whisper because you'll think I'm Joe Biden. God loves you all the time. Amen. Amen. He's there for you all the time. You are His, praise God. And anytime the devil rises up and says, well, you got to do this, you got to do that, you can say, hey, no, listen, I don't belong to you, devil. I belong to God. Amen. Amen. My name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and it's not, boy, wouldn't it be a good day to get there? Wouldn't it be a good day just come and say, Lord, You're God. I want You to be my God. Lord, I want You to forgive me of my sins. I want You to help me put that junk behind me. What are you talking about? I'm talking about a little time of repentance. A little time of asking God for forgiveness. A little time of pulling up to the throne room of grace. He says, come boldly before the throne of grace. Come boldly. Because Jesus Christ has made a way that through Him we can come to the foot of the cross. Plead the blood of Jesus Christ. Asked Him to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Because Jesus Christ, praise God, loves you. Because you are God's. Say, listen, the devil, I belong to Jesus. Keep your filthy mitts off of me. Because I don't want you nowhere near me. Amen. All the things that he tries to assail us with, praise God. Now listen, you say, well, preacher, is it a sin? It's a sin when he brings things upon and we entertain those. Amen. We all have faults. We all do things. Amen. But we all have things run through our mind. But when God Almighty, praise God, when they do, we just need to cry out to Jesus. As Mitch E said, I just say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And I want to say, when you do that from the sincerity of your heart, that temptation has to flee. Because the marvelous light the Lord Jesus Christ shines on you, it'll illuminate you. And the Bible says where the light is, darkness has to flee. Amen. Young man, I believe it's time because God's always has been. He's never started to be. And He always has been. Because He has, we ought to start following God. We ought to live for the Lord Jesus Christ. We ought to be children of the light. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying it's time to let God turn the light on for you and start living in the marvelous light of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because He loves you and He redeemed you. He purchased you unto Himself. He knows you by name. Amen. I wonder today, is Jesus calling you? Is Jesus speaking you? Do you hear Him calling your name? Maybe you've been saved, but you've been living outside of the will of God, not exactly where you need to be. Wouldn't it be a good day just to pull back up, pull back in here and say, Lord Jesus, I want You to just fill me, forgive me of my sins, my slothfulness, my slackness. And Lord, just help me, praise God, to be that you'd have me to be. We're getting ready to go out of here, youngins. We need to be ready. Our people need to be ready. Our families need to be ready. He said, do you really believe that? I believe that with all my heart. If I didn't, I'd just close her up and I'd go to the house and just forget about it. But I believe we're nigh on the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ when He comes to get us. The Bible is being fulfilled. We're right living right on the door, knocking on the war between Gog and Magog. When Antichrist comes on the scene and he proclaims a peace, a false peace, I mean, when that all happens, we're gone. Color us goodbye. Color us gone. We're going to be with the Lord. All those who believe on Lord Jesus Christ. It's time to get in. The door's wide open. Amen. Praise God. But we have to open our hearts to Him and allow Him to come in. Jesus is a gentleman. He's standing on the outside, but He don't have a knob. Amen. The knob is on the inside. If we'll open unto Him, He said, I'll come into you and sup with you and you with me. But if I didn't know for sure that Jesus, I'd invite Him in my heart, accepted Him as my Lord and my Savior, praise God, I'd do it today. I'd throw that door open wide open right now. I'd jump out of my pew. I wouldn't wait on the invitation. I'd come find me an old-fashioned altar. I'd fall on my face and I'd say, Lord Jesus, forgive me an old sinner. Save me by Your marvelous grace. I might receive Your peace from a God who's always and always will be God.